Final hour on this Thursday. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3. The Game, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are always presented by Southern Bank of Tennessee, your bank for small business. It is that time.
Oh, yes.
I hope Nick Frazier and Big Joe Dubin are listening, because we're about to play America's new favorite game show.
Yeah, and I'm very nervous, because this is a must win.
Connor Newt's been shut out this week. We've been playing Where Are They Now at 5 o'clock every day this week. So far, Parker has beaten him twice. I have beaten him once. Parker is hosting today. Can Connor finally get on the board? It is time.
If text line would like to provide me with motivational words, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, he needs America behind him today. It is now time for the final edition of the week.
Wait, buy me a little bit more time. I forgot to pull up Family Feud.
Okay. We need the music. This game is nothing without the Family Feud
this
music.
This gives you more time to give me motivational pep talks.
Yes.
If anyone wants to call in, that'd be great.
I'll reiterate the rules while we pull up the Family Feud music. So, five players, current, they still have to be active. Parker is going to read them off. These are going to be players that you know, but maybe don't know where they ended up.
Hopefully.
The goal is...
Hopefully he didn't just make a complete gauntlet of deep cuts no one's ever heard of.
The goal is for me and Connor to guess where these players are playing. It is 1 point for guessing the correct league that they are in, 2 points additionally if you can guess what team they're on. The first three have to be in North America somewhere. The last two have to be...
Take that call, Parker.
The last two can be anywhere around the country, or around the world.
Hold on. It looks like I got a caller here to give me a pep talk.
If it is someone to give him a pep talk, we will put him on.
I'm trying to listen into the conversation, but I realize that's really bad radio.
We do have some motivational words on
it. It was not
line.
A motivational call. It was actually a Medicare spam call.
Gotcha.
That's close.
Close
that's
enough. Close. You should have put it on the air.
They're going to provide you Medicare if you don't win.
If I don't win?
If you don't win. Because you'll need it. Because you'll go over for the week.
Nevada Josh says, get her done.
Oh, that's all I need.
Matt from Camden says, good luck. Don't choke.
Well, I've already choked all week, so.
And Dustin from Hopkinsville says, the Savannah Bananas would beat Stoops Cats in a blowout at the half. With
that's pissed me off for greatness. Let's go.
Let's go. This week's final edition of Where Are They Now?
Woo! All right, gentlemen, are we ready?
Yeah, I just broke the sound barrier.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First player on this list, Drew Timmy, former Gonzaga Bulldogs basketball player.
Man.
I hate Where is he now? Jimmy.
I hope this was your gimme for Connor, because I actually don't know this.
I'm ready, pal.
This is a good one. This is throwing Connor a bone.
He looks ready.
I
know it.
Jake's taking a little bit more time thinking.
All right, I'm in.
All right, Jake, why don't you give your answer first?
All right. I have that he is in the NBA playing for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay, Connor?
He is in the NBA playing for the Brooklyn Nets.
Connor!
Bang!
3-0 lead for
3-1,
Mr.
3-1.
3-1. He got the lead.
I get the point.
Yep, that's true.
All right.
Okay.
I'm down now. It's
next
okay.
Next player. This is kind of a deep cut, but both of you will know who this is. Chad Kelly, former Ole Miss
quarterback.
Oh, EMCC!
Chad Kelly.
I'm going to go with Old Faithful here.
I thought this would be a good one. I really feel good about this list.
I'm going to go with Old Faithful because I don't actually know.
The last one will be the hardest one, just a heads up.
All right, I'm in. Connor, you go first.
Connor will go first.
Mr. Chad Kelly, is that a relative of yours?
No.
Okay.
Spelled differently.
Actually not. Okay. Hey, thank you.
He's in the CFL for the Toronto Argonauts.
Jake?
I will go he's in the UFL for the Houston Roughnecks.
Man, Connor is on a roll right now.
Holy hell, yep. Did I get it?
Yes. CFL
perfectly?
For the, yep.
I'm getting
blown
man,
out.
Look at 6-1. He's come out of the gates, guns a blazing.
God bless you, Nevada Josh.
Don't ever push Connor Newton to a corner.
No one backs baby into a corner. No one.
Okay, third person on the list. Curtis Rourke.
Oh.
Former Indiana quarterback as of last year.
Yes.
He's on.
I'm trying to think if he got drafted or not.
I don't know if he did. This is so tough. Actually, I think I might know this. All right, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
You got it?
Jake, you go first.
Is he in the NFL playing? Well, I guess you can't tell me.
Actually, guess if you think he got drafted, predict which round.
I think I know the team.
Okay.
Is he playing for the San Francisco 49ers?
Connor?
I wrote the same thing.
Yes. Curtis Rourke was a seventh round draft pick. He was a seventh round draft pick by the San Francisco 49ers. So you each get three for that one?
Yeah.
Wow, Connor's at nine.
Connor's three for three. He's
setting records
he's
here,
looking
folks.
For the first
the,
ever.
I think that was the previous high.
I think
nine
was the previous high. So yeah,
no, I'm not going to get any of the
You're
for
looking
the rest
for
of the
a okay. perfect game.
All right, these last two are going to be pretty tough.
Okay.
I
have to get both of them to win.
Yes.
On the money.
And
I
doubt that you will do
I
that.
I doubt it too, yeah.
Okay. Number four, John Fulkerson, former Tennessee basketball player.
Oh,
no idea.
My grandfather had a nickname for him that I cannot say over the air.
I can imagine
I
what
think
it
you
was.
Know what it is.
I'm sure. Considering you were a Kentucky basketball family.
All right, you go first this time, Connor.
I've been bitten by the soccer teams that apparently have basketball teams as well. So I'm going to go in Spain for FC Barcelona.
I hate you. I said Jake? The exact same thing.
Okay. Neither of you are right.
Okay.
He is active. He is playing overseas in the Polish Basketball League for the Dziki Warsaw.
That was the other one I was thinking of. Man.
No, you weren't.
All right, this
Warsaw.
One,
it was on the tip of my tongue.
I told you this is going to be the toughest
it's
one.
Right up there with the Manly Sea Eagles.
This
right,
is going to
so
be
I
the
already
toughest
lost.
One.
Connor wins, but yeah, we'll do this one for fun.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Are we sure?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Jordan Lynch, former Northern Illinois quarterback and Heisman Trophy finalist. Where is Jordan Lynch today?
Okay.
I'm wondering just because I know
this is kind of tricky.
That's what I'm thinking.
Should
I'm
I give a hint?
I'm going off the rails on this one.
Oh, I got nothing to lose. I've already won, so I'm just sending
it. I guess you can't go wrong with that. Okay, I'm in. Do I go first?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I got to come up with a team name first.
Oh, yeah, I just had to come up with one too.
Hold on. I'm trying to get I'm trying to get creative here.
The Shanghai Sharks.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay, I'll go.
Talking to Connor.
I'm going to say he's playing in Japan because I did find out that Tyler Kolka for the Nashville Cats played in Japan. So I know there is pro football in Japan. And I'm going to say he's playing because every professional team overseas is called the Tigers, the Tokyo Rainbow Tigers.
I'm realizing I contradict myself in my writings. I wrote Japanese AF1, and for the team, I wrote China Pandas.
Neither of you are nowhere, not even in the ballpark.
Really?
Not even in the ballpark. So I'm going to give you a lifeline, okay?
I don't know if we can take it.
No, you can. He's not active. He is coaching, okay? I feel like I should give the level.
Yeah, sure.
He's coaching high school football. If you can guess the state, I will award 4 points.
4 points doesn't win it for me, but I will go Minnesota.
You got to say it like Joe Biden.
Minnesota.
No, he goes, Minnesota!
Oh, yeah.
I'll say Illinois.
It is Illinois.
Wow.
Look at that. Okay, so 13 points for Connor?
That's a record.
That is a record.
That'll never be done again.
See, well, we were doubting Connor so much, and he set a new career high.
That was a record with a throw-in at the end, so with an asterisk next to it.
I won't take the 4 points.
I can't believe.
I'll take the nine.
I just got run out of the studio. Wow. That one's hurt. That one hurts, but, you know, it'll make us better in the long run.
Yeah.
How was that list? I felt really good
about
that
list. That was good.
I felt really good about that list.
I feel good because You people, you text line people made this happen.
Yeah. You got a lot of, you got four people saying that you could do it, and that was enough to get you the win.
I would have been happy with one. Dylan in Antioch says he could have sworn that Curtis, or who was the last one?
Jordan Lynch.
Jordan Lynch.
Yeah, he could have sworn he was on the Serbia Sasquatch.
Right. The Serbia Sasquatch in the country of Senegal.
He is coaching
no,
at
No,
Mount,
it was Siberia.
He's oh, right, sorry.
At, he is coaching at Mount Carmel High School in Illinois, which is wow. in Chicago.
Oh, I almost went there.
Yeah. I was at least in the Midwest. All right, Connor wins. Connor's on the board in Where Are They Now. That'll do it for Where Are They Now this week. But if you like that, we're considering playing it next week, too.
With D-Mace.
With D-Mace and TD.
That would be fun. That would be a fun one.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll gauge their interest in it. But if not... Force Company returns on July 26th, and we will continue to play that. Connor will get to host that one. It'll be me versus Dr. Crane. So yes. Just a couple weeks until Force Company is back on Saturdays.
I mean, this is the best 1-3 feeling I've ever had in my life.
Hey, it's you just need the one that keeps you coming back.
I mean, that was...
Jake, is this your first loss?
It is my first loss. I was 2-0. Yeah.
It's an honor to hand him that. He said to me off the air, he said, may the best man win. And I said, sir, I plan to. Yeah. So.
Connor gets the win. Connor's on the board, and he takes the crown of Where Are They Now out of the week. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you would like to text or call. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, there was a very interesting comment made on Chris Long's podcast, and I wanted to get into it, and it gave me a fun question to finish up our week here on Stillman & Company. We'll get to that coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
I know we fear no man, but hypothetically, who would we fear if we feared a man?
Bro, I'm so mad I changed my mind.
You just were going to say Jeffrey Simmons.
I was going to go Jeffrey Simmons, bro. He sat next to me at a Dallas Mavericks game. He's a scary human, bro.
Brother, he shook my hand and my forearm disappeared.
We talked about Jeffrey Simmons earlier in the week and when he was named top four defensive tackle in the league. And I saw this clip the other day. I thought it was funny because... You know, Jeffrey Simmons, it does feel like there is a much different national feeling about Jeffrey Simmons and view of Jeffrey Simmons than what he's felt about locally.
I can speak personally on Jeffrey Simmons being a scary man because I had an encounter with him on accident. many of you know that, I'm just going to out myself, I don't really care. Many of you know that he went after a media member.
Yeah, last year during training camp.
Guess who... When he came out of the locker room asking where said media member was, guess who was the one who pointed in that direction?
I'm going to guess it wasn't me.
You're gonna guess
because we were both out there that day, right? Or No, it was you. It was just you.
It was me. It was me.
Yeah. Now, Jeffrey Simmons is a big man, and I can understand why. It's funny because you can't see it, obviously. That's just the audio. But Ryan Clark does put up a clip, a piece of paper that says Saquon on it. And he goes, you know what? I changed my mind, but I was going to go Jeffrey Simmons. So both Ryan Clark and Chris Long were going to say Jeffrey Simmons is the scariest man in the NFL.
I mean, Ryan Clark was kind of scary for a different reason because he is widely considered to be one of the dirtiest players in NFL history.
Very true. I completely forgot to tell everyone where that was from. That was the Greenlight podcast, Chris Long's podcast, where that was from.
We like Chris Long.
I do like Chris Long, except he's a Wahoo. Yeah.
Those are weird people, aren't they?
They are.
I still find it hilarious that you just hate Virginia so much because I just don't. Growing up in the South, I don't really think of Virginia like that.
I was brainwashed from a young age.
He's the only person I know that just hates Virginia basketball.
I'm the Grinch. I hate
and
the
football.
Who's.
And everything.
Yeah.
What is a Wahoo? Explain that.
I don't
Do you
know. They're the Cavaliers. I actually don't know why they're called the Wahoos, but.
Might just be a, I don't know, just a thing.
They're,
thing
I mean,
they do.
What's a Hokie? Is it a bird?
I am.
Ha ha! You're also a loser.
We get shirts that say that freshman orientation. What's a Hokie? I am. I believe one. So. It's Virginia Tech's mascot used to be the Gobblers, and
they should have kept
Gobblers.
That.
They were the Gobblers.
Should have kept that.
They were the Fighting Gobblers, and there was somebody in the core, I think, yelled during the fight song, "Hokey, hokey, hokey high," and that's how it became. So it's just kind of a random noise.
Oh.
It's random.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a turkey?
It's a turkey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a... I get asked that all the time. What's a hokey?
I am. Did they tell you to say that?
Yeah. No, that is what you're told. That's what you're told to say as a Virginia Tech student is, I am. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. The clip in question made me ask, who is the scariest man in sports? The scariest person in sports, if you will.
On what level?
Just
physical specimen?
Take it wherever you want.
you don't want to give me that power.
Maybe not wherever you want. Because there are some options out there. Let's say just presence, intimidation factor. Like,
I have a good one.
If you ran into some... who would you least want to fight? I think would be.
Who would I want to fight?
Who would you least want to fight?
John Jones?
Yeah. Okay. Let's take combat fighters out of this.
Okay.
Because they actually.
That seems like a given.
They actually do hit people for a living. But in terms of like actual football, basketball, baseball, hockey, who is the scariest man in sports?
I don't know if we could classify him as in sports anymore because he's no longer active. But Aaron Donald is freaking terrifying.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, I think, would definitely qualify. That dude is massive, but somehow also just ripped.
He's
just shredded.
He is terrifying. Like, he would take my head off in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett's the same way.
Yeah.
Have you seen that man dunk a basketball?
Yeah, Miles Garrett, I think, is a good answer, especially with what we saw, the whole Mason Rudolph thing, which I don't know. I don't know if you can.
I knew it was going this way, and that's why I had to stop you.
You can't take Mason Rudolph and say, oh, my God. We got two very similar texts that just came in.
I think we should read one.
No, we're not reading those.
I mean, we could say it. I mean, not, Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker are very scary individuals, but not for the physical aspect.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all we'll say on
that
one.
Moving on.
We got texts right back to back, literally, from you know what? We won't out them either. I think Miles Garrett is a great answer.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he swung the helmet, but that's a guy I would not want to get into a fight with.
I'm trying to think of other sports that aren't football. Because football is easy.
Football is easy. Hockey, honestly, if I had to pick one sport not to fight somebody, I know the football players are bigger, but those hockey players.
Matt Rempe.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
They'll get down and dirty.
Yeah. I'm trying. Like
basketball, honestly, I'd say LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron, that's a big dude.
So what was that
Anthony
video?
Edwards.
What was that video going around of the guy that was on the golf course and got absolutely destroyed by a hockey player?
Yeah, Chad just said that. If you're a drunk golfer, then the answer is Nick Tarnowski.
I would not want to fight Nick Tarnowski.
You know who he's retired now? Zdeno Chara. He wasn't a huge fighter, I don't think, but he was just a massive human being.
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge doesn't feel like he's a fighter.
But he's still a ginormous man.
I think he's a lover. I think you could give him a hug and he'd hug you back.
Yeah, he doesn't feel like
that. You can try that out and let us know how
it goes. Let us know. You go up, try and hug Aaron Judge. I don't think he is a fighter.
Oh, my God. We got a hokey that is... oh, he's explaining why Wahoos are called Wahoos.
Oh, where?
Neely on our text line.
Oh, yeah.
I'll read it. The song is most frequently heard during the home football games as UVA fans stand and sway. This is a whole essay. I don't really want to. They say Wahoo in the song.
Okay.
In their fights.
Well, the song they sway to is Auld Lang Syne. They sway back and forth after touchdowns. So they do it maybe once a week. Lots of good answers on our text line here. Our question here towards the end of our show, we're wrapping up our week here, is who is the scariest person in sports? Another guy who in hockey that I think could qualify, even though he's not a big guy, Tom Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a guy you just don't want to mess with him.
Every hockey team has, like, a goon.
An enforcer.
Yeah. I call him
Goons. The movie Goon is a good one, too. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Can I go outside of sports for a second?
Yeah.
Reacher. Alan Ritchson.
Oh yeah, that guy.
You don't
want to
mess
Thad
with him.
Castle.
Don't want to mess with him.
You are not the only one that's been telling me to watch that show.
It's a fantastic show. You definitely need to watch.
I've never watched it, but seeing some of the previews and seeing Alan Ritchson play somebody other than Thad Castle is really funny to me because he's one of those players or actors who they are that one role.
Your coach just got mentioned, pal.
Brent Pry?
No.
Different one. I'll tell you later.
Lots of good answers on the text line. Travis says Brian Cushing. That's a good
one. Where you're going
yeah,
with
that's
that.
That's a guy who I wouldn't want to get into a fight with. Nevada Josh says Larry Allen and Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic, I wouldn't want to mess with him because his brothers are scary. Have you seen Nikola Jokic's brothers?
Yeah.
Like those guys, those are big Serbian men that I would not
They'd
want to
ride in
mess
on horses
with.
And then just gang up on you.
Right. I'm not messing with Nikola Jokic.
Tim Tebow
wouldn't fight you.
No, he wouldn't, but Tim Tebow.
He'd pray for you.
He would do that.
He'd pray with you.
Nevada Josh says Ray Lewis.
I'm surprised Nevada Josh isn't saying Max Crosby. You're telling me that man isn't scary?
What about Ray Rice?
Okay.
Kareem Hunt.
All right. 615-737-1025.
If you take out Kareem Hunt's legs,
we're you'll keeping
be right.
this within the law of like scary. Who is the scariest player in sports within the law? I think that's fair. Because, like, Billy from Bellevue just said Ben Roethlisberger. And, like, that's not the type of scary we're looking for here. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Who is the scariest person in sports? The texters are flying in. We will get to some of those coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063, The Game.
Hey, let's go. Get in here. Get in here right now. Get in here. We got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives.
30 minutes
for the rest of our lives. That's our bet on the first half. It ain't happening. We get the ball. I promise you one thing. We're going to hit somebody, and we're taking down the field for a touchdown. I guarantee you that.
Guaranteed.
Look at me. Look at me.
Let's go.
We got 30 minutes.
Let's go.
For the rest of our lives.
For the rest of our lives.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Lock balls. Hey.
We a team.
It's true. We got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives here. We're finishing strong on the week.
Sort of.
We're
kind of just phoning it in right now.
I mean, we're letting the texters do the work for us. Jay Kleiman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today.
Some of you need to reel it in a little bit.
We have asked the question, who is the scariest person in sports? Because Ryan Clark and Chris Long on Chris Long's podcast said that Jeffrey Simmons is the scariest player in the NFL. Like, guy to walk up to. And, man, the text line has gone off the rails.
I mean,
I still can't get over Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, that was just mean.
Someone said John Murray.
I mean, Jason Clarksville, yours is really funny. I'm not going to read that on the air. I'm sorry. I don't want to get in trouble. One that I saw, Gino said Ndamukong Suh.
That's a good one.
He says nothing is off limits for that guy. I mean, he would stomp on you after you got up or before you got up. Was it Aaron Rodgers he stomped on his leg?
Yes.
That guy, but he's a scary guy.
One more time, the Virginia Tech linebacker. Isaiah.
No, we're not talking about... No, that, no one will understand that either. NHL, Ryan Reeves, 0949, says, guy's an absolute menace, that's for sure. Yeah, that one's good. Staying in hockey, 7042, says Radko Gudas. I think I've seen him get into a ton of fights, too.
Oh, yeah. Someone said Grayson Allen. I could beat Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen's not scary. He's just annoying.
I could, like, if I kicked him in the face, I think he'd leave me alone.
One that I'm really surprised no one has said, being that we are in Nashville, no one said Derrick Henry. Like,
oh, yeah.
Derrick Henry's a dude that if you...
How did we not say that?
Right, like...
I feel like that was a given, though. Like,
and there's an outside chance that I've just...
Don't read John's. I'll explain that one to you later.
Outside chance that I just missed it and somebody did say Derrick Henry, because we got a lot of texts on this, but Henry would be up there. James Harrison... That dude is...
Can I give you a baseball one?
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah. That's it. Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a big guy.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Bo Jackson. 9040 says Brian Urlacher. Greg A. with the Preds poll here. I'm not fighting Shea Weber. I've seen what happens to people who tried it on the ice.
Yes.
That is a good one.
Big sexy Michael McCarron.
Who said Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins. if you're in a great clips, if you're a great clips stylist, you don't want to see
don't
Kirk
screw
Cousins
up his hairline.
I don't know about you, but I'm not fighting Dan Campbell.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah, he'll bite your kneecap. That's a good one.
You know who I would fight for? John Gruden.
John Gruden.
Nevada Josh says, I'm 5'7", so they all scare me, even Caitlin Clark. That's a good one. Joey from Bellevue, he just texted in. Make sure you guys keep texting in these scary people. Four people have texted in Andre the Giant, and I do want to say that. Like, even though he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I want to include wrestlers because that's kind of the bit is that they all look scary.
Yeah.
But that would definitely be one.
I mean, that dude was seven a lot.
Who was the guy in Game of Thrones that was really big?
Oh, the Mountain.
Yep.
What? He's an actual bodybuilder.
The Liver King?
No, he looks kind of like him. Have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
No.
Yeah, the Mountain, he's like an Eastern European bodybuilder, but he's massive. tells you why.
Chad said Nia Jax. Nia Jax was the wrestler that came in here one time with Tiffany Stratton. She's massive.
Oh, right. I do remember that.
Really,
yeah.
Really nice lady.
Yeah, she came in for Chasing Big Joe.
She was super nice.
Nevada Josh says Shaq. Shaq is too nice, and Dylan and Antioch says the same thing. Derrick Henry seems too nice. Maybe that's why we're not saying, because they don't give off a menacing feeling. Shaq is kind of the same way, but I would not want to fight Shaq. Billy from Bellevue, second time this week that Sean Oakman's being brought up. Sean Oakman, those clips of Sean, or the picture of Sean Oakman standing at the coin toss is iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that dude is massive. I hate that he never ended up being anything. Yes, Hafþór Björnsson, that's the name of the mountain.
That's the guy?
I think, yeah.
I have to look up the mountain now.
Yeah, look him up. The Mountain, Game of Thrones.
Big guy.
He is a massive man. Joey from Bellevue says Kyle Vandenbosch with the red contacts. Yeah, that's... you would not want to fight the mountain.
I would not want to fight that guy.
DeForest Buckner, Dustin from Brewston says, DeForest Buckner is a
big
guy.
That's a good one.
Greg Roberts says, let's do who in sports could you beat up?
Oh, I can do that.
Who? I got a better one.
Chet Holmgren.
I got a better one. If there was 100K on the line, could you beat Angel Reese in a 1v1?
No.
No, because she's...
Angel Reese is a much better basketball player than any common person. And she's also 6'2". Maybe more than that.
Angel- what about Connor? You don't think you could beat Angel Reese in a 1v1 basketball game?
She could post me up, but I think she'd just miss at the rim. But I would do the same thing.
She wouldn't miss at the rim against you, though.
Yeah.
She
couldn't dunk on me, though. That's for sure.
No. Angel Reese, having the conversation of the DeMarcus Cousins, Brittany Griner conversation, a pro basketball player against a pro women's basketball player, the man's going to win. But
that's another
a pro woman.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins I wouldn't want to fight. But a pro women's basketball player against any common man who's not 6'10" is going to lose.
Yeah.
Sure. The woman would win that, 100%. Tommy did bring up Angel Reese. She'll hit you with a brick. he says Jordan Mailata, too. That's a good one. But Jordan Mailata, he falls in that Derrick Henry category where it's he seems too nice.
Yeah.
He's singing on those Christmas Carol albums.
Yeah, until he's on the field. Then he's a mean guy.
I don't want to line up against him, but it doesn't seem like he's a guy who'd get into a fight with you.
Who is the one Tennessee player that in the 2022 Alabama game just yacked on the field
and used
it as an intimidation thing?
It was a...
it was a lineman.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's escaping me. I think it wasn't Cooper Mays. Give me one sec.
Nevada Josh says Antonio Brown.
For a different reason.
Antonio Brown, I would be scared to fight him not because of size, but just I think he's insane.
Jones is the same way.
Right, yeah. Well, Chandler Jones, I wouldn't want to fight him because of his size, too. Somebody who I don't, again, very nice guy, I wouldn't want to fight new Taylor Lewan. That dude looks, he's all muscle now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fight old Taylor Lewan either.
I'll give you one. I mean, he's not a good player, and we crap on him all the time. Traylon Burks is a big dude.
Yeah, Traylon Burks is a big dude.
Jeremiah Crawford. That's the lineman that threw up.
Yeah. Christian Skelton beat you to it.
Treylon Burks, even when Jared body-shamed him last year, he's still a ripped man out there on the field.
Ripped is a little far-fetched, but he is a big man.
He's a big man. I guess in NFL, but like in terms of the basic human population,
compared to the average person, that is a
muscular man. Chad says Lawrence Taylor. I can't believe we hadn't gotten to Lawrence Taylor yet. Like that's a guy I wouldn't want to get in a fight with. Again,
oh, the big guy from Kentucky,
Deion Walker.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jalen Carter. Yeah. Two guys.
I wouldn't want to fight any Georgia football player.
That's right.
I mean, as long as you don't have to drive there, I think it'll be fine.
Or they don't drive you.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Again, we're wrapping up the show here. Chris Long and Ryan Clark on Chris Long's podcast, Greenlight, had the question of who is the scariest player in the NFL. They both said Jeffrey Simmons. And that might surprise some people. We kind of said Myles Garrett would be up there, but Big Jeff is a big dude. And we're going through who are the scariest people in sports. Great answers on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Some that we can read, some that we can't.
And the ones we can't are hilarious.
Yes, they're making us laugh. If we don't read your text on the air, just know that in between breaks, we are dying laughing at them because they are very good. But, you know, this is a family program here on Stillman & Company. Jared always keeps it PG.
Sure he does.
Nah, he definitely doesn't have any sexual innuendos that he says.
615-737-1025. Last call for phones. Final segment coming up next. We will continue to get to your answers, and we'll wrap up our week here on the program. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly with you on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063, the game. Final segment of the show. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. Been a fun week filling in for Jared. Jared will be back tomorrow, usual time, 2-6. We'll get back to scariest people in sports because we do have some good answers on the text line to get to. But Austin texts in on our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and asks, is anyone going to bring up the insane hot take from yesterday's show about CJ2K having the greatest season for running back in NFL history? I would like to just point out, I said that.
Yeah, you better take up for that.
I don't think it's insane. I'm not saying he 100% had the greatest season of a running back in NFL history. But no one else has ever had 2,500 yards from scrimmage in a season. And that was in a 16-game schedule. So I understand it's debatable for sure. But that season has to be put up there. 2,500 yards from scrimmage has never been done before. It hasn't been done in the 16 seasons since then.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. It's a take.
It's a take.
Debatable.
And it's debatable. I'm not saying 100%, but to call it insane feels a little bit overboard.
Jake has had most of the hot takes this week.
But yeah. You know what? He was ready to defend that one, so I'm proud of him.
I'm ready to defend all my takes. The Dak one, I still will say that arguably, if Dak Prescott had the career he's had in Dallas with the Titans, arguably would be the best quarterback in franchise history.
Connor, have you had a hot take this week? You have. I just can't remember.
I've had a few. I said the Chargers would finish in the top three in all total offense.
Okay. Yeah.
None to his level.
I had a couple that went a little bit.
But
up
tomorrow's
there.
Fireball Hot Take Friday.
It is,
and I'm with Jared. So
that
I,
is true.
I may have to come up with something. Yeah, if he asks me.
Jared will be back tomorrow. I assume it'll be usual Fireball Hot Take Friday. Corey Curtis and maybe Chad Withrow.
Maybe
the schedule's been off a little bit lately with the holiday and everything. But back to scariest people in sports. Again, we asked the question because Chris Long and Ryan Clark on the Greenlight podcast said that Jeffrey Simmons was the scariest man in the NFL. Chad with just a phenomenal string of texts here. He goes, Secretariat, I don't think I could beat up a horse. And then a couple minutes later, just morally.
No, I agree.
It's great. Yeah.
I don't think I could fight any animal morally. Like,
well, that was a question on Force Company, right?
Well, let me rephrase. Like, if you ask me to fight a dog, I don't think I could do it. Because it's morals.
Yeah.
I'm a dog person.
But I don't think I could beat up a horse morally or physically.
Yeah, that's true. Especially, like, if you get behind it, things backdrop kicking you all the
way. Well, yeah, they got the strong legs.
Could you beat Ed the Zebra in a fight?
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Now, why?
I didn't say would you? I said could you.
I wouldn't want to beat it.
I think so. Zebras can bite.
and give you rabies.
Yeah.
That's true. Patty Mack on our text line says the freak Javon Curse. That's a good one. You put him on your Mount Rushmore yesterday.
Haynesworth.
Yeah, Haynesworth. I don't know if I'd want to get into a fight with him.
He's crazy.
Yeah, that is true. Clinton Clarksville says Sue again. Yeah, Indomitian Sue. That might be... Sue definitely deserves consideration for, like, one of the scariest guys ever.
Because he's psychotic.
Right. Like, you wouldn't want to mess with him, not only because he's massive, but also because I don't know what he would do. I don't think there's a limit to...
I don't think he has a limit. I think he just... He has voices in his head that talk to him and understand.
There you go. That's your one of your Newt's notes.
There you go.
Are you excited for SmackDown tomorrow?
I am. You know, Adam Vingan and I are going. I don't know if Chase will be there. I know he's on vacation, but he's been talking about it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's back. He'll be back on the show Monday, right?
Yes.
So,
but they'll be in Atlanta. So I don't know if he's coming back and then going back out. But I am excited. The Street Profits are coming. I'll give that away. The Street Profits are going to be here tomorrow morning. I will do an interview with them. So be on the lookout for that.
Ring Knowers.
It's going to be fun. Ring Knowers, I'm trying to get people to pick it up for their show. I know Jared won't let me play it. But someone's got to want it. Come on.
Yeah. No,
this is quality content.
I'd be excited to hear it, even though I'm not a huge wrestling guy.
They're going
to
be here. They're going to bring the belts.
Who's the scariest guy who will be at SmackDown tomorrow?
Oh, Jacob Fatu.
Is he like a Samoan guy?
He's like an insane Samoan guy.
Gotcha.
Like, he can do flips and stuff.
Yeah, that there is something about, like, the big Samoan guys, like...
The Rock.
Right, The Rock. That's a guy I wouldn't want to get into a fight with.
No, I don't think he'd fight you, though.
No.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah. Dylan Antioch says Richie Incognito is pretty crazy. Wasn't that disproven a couple months ago? Like, didn't it come out that Richie Incognito never really bullied anybody?
I think I saw that.
Right.
I think
Was it Jason something?
Derulo?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Who was the other offensive lineman who it came out and everybody said that Richie Incognito bullied him, but then... The guy came out and said that never really happened, and Richie Incognito took like a huge victory lap about how...
I'm a nice guy.
Right, yeah. See, you guys tried to ruin my career, and guess what? I didn't do any of it.
DK Metcalf would be scary.
Both of... Metcalf and AJ.
Yeah,
both
the Ole Miss guys.
The picture of them in the weight room from a while back, those are some guys I wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah. J.C. Latham's kind of scary. That is a big man. I interviewed him one time, and he's lost weight since then, so he's slimmed down, but he was about 365 when I talked to him. He's slimmed down since.
He's looking good.
340 now?
He's looking really good. Really good.
I mean, I think safely you could say almost any NFL offensive or defensive lineman I would not want to ever end up in a fight with.
Yeah.
Those are... Like, all athletes, especially though football and basketball, you don't really grasp how big these guys are on TV. But if you walk by any of them, you're like, oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah, that's a big man.
They're a lot big. When I was at a Preds game a couple months ago in the Lexus Lounge, of course, you know, it's right by the tunnel where they all walk out.
Right. Yeah.
Michael McCarron.
Yeah. Big sexy.
Is freaking massive.
Said that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Michael McCarron, yeah. Oh. Big sexy.
Yeah, big sexy. Big sexy, scary.
Anybody else on the Titans that you wouldn't want that's kind of scary?
Bob Barker?
Bob Barker.
Here's
Happy
the thing.
Gilmore.
Femi Aladejo, really nice guy.
That's true.
I've talked to him before. He's a really nice guy.
But that's a big dude.
He is a big man.
That dude's like...
Big man.
Maybe not from the ripped perspective.
No. From the ripped perspective.
No,
definitely.
No, I was going a different one. DeAndre Sweat.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Big Sweat. I don't know if I'd want to mess with him. Again, any of the offensive defensive linemen.
Oh, there's a guy from
Jarvis
Eastern Kentucky,
Brownlee Jr., like, feels like he's just scrappy.
In a street fight. You don't want to see him in a street fight.
Yeah, Jason Martin. That was the name of the offensive lineman. But apparently, according to Dylan Antioch, I don't remember this, but I guess Richie Incognito beat up his own Lambo with a baseball bat. Interesting.
Have you seen the trailer for that movie with The Rock? He's playing a UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frazier would know more about this than I do, but it looks incredible.
Yeah. I do like the combat sports movies that are coming out. What was the Zac Efron one?
Iron Claw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one's really good.
That was sad, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the one with Jake Gyllenhaal called Southpaw? He was a boxer.
Yes, yeah, I have seen that.
That one was good. Yeah. I like that one.
All the females listening just turned off the radio because of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
What he did to Taylor Swift.
You ever see Million Dollar Baby?
Million Dollar Baby. Yeah. I have not seen that one.
Boss Baby?
We were concerned, Connor, that Robbie was going to look at the text line and be very confused over what's going on because of all of these texts of, like, all the scariest people you could find in the world, basically.
He's listening.
And Robbie is listening. So Robbie will at least have some sort of context when he opens the text line tomorrow of why Bob Barker is being sent in the same sentence as Kyle Vandenbosch. So
the Price is Right, though.
I heard there's this guy named Bo that really scares Robbie. I don't know what that's about, but that's just something I heard. So
what a way to end the week. Never mind. That'll do it for us. Been a really fun week, guys. Glad that we had the opportunity to fill in. Thanks to everybody out there listening. It's been a fun week. We've gotten to a lot of different stuff. Connor and I will be back later next week on
Hopefully.
The air. So keep an eye out for
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully they have us back after the last
Yeah,
hour
that's
we just
true.
Had.
This whole conversation might have just gone off the rails too far. But so much fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Jared will be back tomorrow at 2. Looking forward to that. For Connor Newt and Parker Kelly, I'm Jake Lyman, signing off. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and we will talk to you soon. Robbie and Rex Road coming up tomorrow at 6.